This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the President's rule had been revoked yesterday ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah, expected to take place today. A gazette notification to this effect was issued by the Union Home Ministry. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. BJP has appointed Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav as central observers for the Haryana BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. The party has also appointed Union Minister Prahlad Joshi and party's National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the Jammu and Kashmir BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, last evening as part of a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Speaking at the community reception later in the evening last day, President appreciated the efforts of the Indian community in Algeria and urged them to continue the good work, thus strengthening the Indo-Algerian relation. On the second day of her visit in Algeria today, the President is scheduled to hold various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership, aiming to give a major impetus for strengthening and expanding the Indo-Algerian relations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, arrived in Geneva last night. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on the theme, Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The Assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva today. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the Assembly. The delegation comprises Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the Houses and various other members of Parliament. In Jammu and Kashmir, government has directed both divisional commissioners and all 20 deputy commissioners to ensure demarcation of land of temples in their respective jurisdiction and removal of encroachments. Detailed status of all the historic temples will be collected and hosted on the website of the Department of Culture. The JNK Chief Secretary recently held deliberations on restoration of temples in the Union Territory in the light of an order passed by the High Court of JNK and Ladakh. In line with the central government's policy of zero tolerance against drugs and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the special cell of Delhi Police and Gujarat Police have seized 518 kilograms of cocaine from Gujarat. Sources said that during the joint operation, the cocaine was recovered from Ofka Drugs Limited Company in Ankaleshwar, Gujarat yesterday. The estimated value of the drug in the international market is around 5,000 crore rupees. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall over coastal and south interior Karnataka tomorrow. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall conditions will prevail over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh during the week. In badminton, India's Tanya Hemant has clinched the women's singles title at the Bendigo International Challenge Tournament in Australia yesterday. Tanya, the second seeded, defeated Tung Chio Tong of Taipei, seeded 6th, in straight games 21-17, 21-17 to win the women's singles summit clash. The 4th Hockey India Senior Women Interdepartmental National Championship will begin today at the Major Dhyan Chand Stadium in New Delhi. The tournament will feature 12 teams divided into 4 pools and it will run till 21st of this month. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah, last night. With the victory, Australia sealed their place in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.